WTTS on demand.
Paul, how's it going?
Really good, man. Nice to be able to talk to you this morning. You know, it sounds like all of a sudden there's a heck of a lot going on. Just tell me a little bit about everything in your world right now. What all's coming to the surface?
Well, honestly, today, probably the biggest thing is this Broadway play that I've been working on for about 5 years. Called Hands on a Hard Body. And we start a workshop tomorrow for 2 weeks. So that's a big thing. And then I've got my solo record coming out, and I'm going on tour right after that workshop. So those are the two biggest things. And then the third thing would probably be keeping our eye on a Phish record coming up in the future.
Man, that's a lot. Did you ever do any acting at any point in your career?
I've never done any acting, and I'm literally the world's worst actor. One time we were asked to do some voiceovers for a Simpsons show that Phish was on.
Yeah.
And the guy was trying to get me to act. You know, he'd say, okay, say your line like Clint Eastwood. Now say your line. I couldn't do it at all. It came out the same every time. I can't act at all. But, you know, writing the music, being part of this play has been, it's been an amazing experience, but it is a lot of work.
Well, can you give me a little synopsis of the story?
It's a musical version of a movie that came out in the mid-90s called Hands on a Hard Body, which is a documentary about an East Texas town where people stand around a pickup truck with their hands on it.
Hands on a Hard Body, that wasn't the first thing that came to mind.
I think that's true for most people. It's all incredibly character-based. It's a real learning experience. Very different experience. There can't be a single note that doesn't, you know, you're always thinking about driving the character's journey. You understand what I mean?
I do.
It's very, very different than what I'm used to doing. I might go off on a little musical journey because it sounds good. Every pause has to be lined up with the actor's breath. You're shaving out a quarter of a beat, and then you go over it and over it and over it. And the play opened in La Jolla at a regional theater, and I was living out there for 2 months.
Do you have the actors present? I mean, do you tweak it with the actors, or do they have to kind of come to you on this?
You tweak it and tweak it and tweak it.
So yeah.
It opened in La Jolla. There's a paid audience, but it's regional theater. The three of us sat in the audience, the writers. And you're tweaking and tweaking and tweaking. Every night you watch a performance, you take notes, and every night at 11 o'clock you sit in a circle and change this, change that line, you know. And also, everybody chimes in on everything. So I'm the music writer, but it's a group mind, you know. People talk about you don't just talk about the music. Everyone's chiming in on everything.
Are you assured a certain amount of time on Broadway? Is it all success-based?
You're not assured anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it can open and close in 2 days.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. That's really got to be a high-pressure world, I would think.
But it's so exciting, I got to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, we talked about that a little bit. Tell me a little bit more about your solo album.
I got to play with a lot of musicians that I really admire. Rob Moose, who plays with Bon Iver, played all the strings, and Matt Berninger sang on the record from The National. And
I guess that kind of keeps it fresh, huh?
It does. I mean, you learn so much.
A person that's done as much as you have could possibly, at this point in their career, experience some level of a burnout. I just don't sense that you're anywhere even close to that.
I don't feel that way at all.
Yeah.
I feel really grateful, and as much as anything, what's going on in Phish right now is so positive.
Yeah?
That you know, the just the feeling between the four of us has been... We had a great summer, and we're looking forward to starting a record soon. And, you know, when you do all these projects with other people, so, you know, I do projects, maybe Mike does some projects. Paige is about to do a bunch of work with the Meters, the original Meters, with Zigaboo.
Oh, man, yeah.
Well, then you come back together, and you can bring all this stuff back into the room, and it's, you know, everybody learns, and everybody comes back together, and it's been 30 years with Phish now, so...
Well, man, what a pleasure to talk to you. It just sounds like things are really on edge and happening, but you sound like you're in a good place, and things are really going well. So we wish you all the best, Trey, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thank you.